Hi, folks. It's Liz Story here, the host of the Tax Advisor and Business Coach Success Podcast. Today, I'm recording a solo episode, and no, it's not going to be about accounting as I usually do, or taxes. I'm going to talk about more one of my favorite sides, which is business. And as I was going through some videos today, I just got inspired to create this own video. Because as a YouTuber myself, I really enjoy watching other people's videos, but I think the most important thing why I got inspired is because I feel that sometimes we admire certain people, and we take their advice, and sometimes they never know, how much we really appreciate their time and the service. And, there's a few well-known speakers and motivator, speakers as they call them, that really help a very large percentage of entrepreneurs like myself and many of you who are listening to this or maybe watching, the video right now. And I feel like when we're a small business, and it's important that we stay positive. And we push forward even when sometimes, things are not working the way we hoping they were. Whether, you're starting a business right now or you're just struggling or, it's just been a difficult, situation. Especially for those who have been very successful and perhaps due to, a lot of changes. And everything that's going on with our, generation and technology, you might be affected or maybe not. But either way, I just wanted to be part of the community as I feel that's what we are when we are able to offer all this, free content and information to the regular person not there. And I think the internet is nothing better than a great media where we can connect and express our thoughts and our feelings and help each other as a large community. So I wanted you to please listen to the next few minutes because, like I said, I just felt that I wanted to do a few solo episodes about my business, experience and how I feel that a lot of us, we can move forward, but sometimes we have what's called, we doubt ourselves. And I think what's important that we move forward, no matter what the obstacles or circumstances and things can be. Remember, nothing's static in life, so we must keep moving on. So just listen to this few minutes that I kind of touched me a lot, and I want to let you know that as much as I admire Tony Robbins, I'm not here, I am endorsing him with no kickbacks, no type of affiliations or anything. And I want to do this because this is my way of saying thank you for him and so many other well-known speakers. They're willing to give so much free content to help society make better future plans. So if you don't mind, stay with me in the next couple of minutes and let's just enjoy this profound words that Tony is talking about. And one of his most recent, actually, I'm sharing my screen here so you, some of you who are watching the video, if not, you can always go back and watch the entire video. It's Tony Robbins, and he is with his channel. It's called Law of Attraction Coaching. And the video title is Tony Robbins, Don't Doubt Yourself, Powerful Motivational Speech. And I have to agree with it. So let's listen for the next few minutes because that's what really touched me, and I feel that I needed to share this with the rest of my subscribers and followers. So let's go ahead and play his video here for a moment, please.
Out of that jail. If you don't feel like you have confidence, create it right now. It's not a thing that somebody gave you years ago. It's not something you missed out on. It's something you create by the way you speak, by the way you move, by the way you gesture. Control your mental focus. Remember, what you focus on is going to determine how you feel. So if you focus constantly on how things might not work out, and you look at in your brain all the possibilities of, well, what if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't happen? If that's your mental focus, of course you're going to lack confidence. Remember, we experience whatever we focus on. So if you're focusing on how things won't work, you're going to feel the pain that you associate with that. You're going to create a tremendous amount of doubt. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't get what you want. Mm-hmm. But when you expect and focus on one result and you say, this is what it is, I'm going to accomplish this, I expect it, immediately your level of self-confidence goes up and you feel active immediately because your brain says, hey, if I do this, I can get some pleasure in my life. Does that make sense?
Sure.
That's the process we're talking about. We must control our focus. And one way to do it, of course, is to control our focus by controlling the questions we ask ourselves. Invariably, people who have a lot of doubt ask questions to create. If you walk around life believing that the only way you can feel confident is if you've already accomplished something, you got a problem. You're limiting yourself to the number of things you can ever feel confident about and succeed. In other words, some people say, well, how can I be confident when I've never done it before? Listen, I feel confident in all kinds of things I've never done before. You say, well, that's because you're screwed up. Well, that's not why it is. It's because I come from a belief system that says this, that if I can imagine it, I can achieve it.
That's right.
So if I can even imagine it, I know I can achieve it, and that allows me to be confident. Plus, I have a belief system that says, if I'm committed, there's always a way to make it work. And no matter how tough the situation is, if I don't know how to make it work, somebody else does, and I can get their help.
That's right.
So I come from that place, and that allows me to be confident. I know I can get help. I know if I'm committed, there's a way to do it. And I know that anything in the past, like really being able to imagine accomplishing it, and finding a role model for, I can accomplish it. Hey, listen, everything you do now, you once weren't good at. Everything you do now, there was a time when you had not done it. Why wait to get confident? Besides that, I know I can be confident about what I'm going to be doing because I know, look, if it doesn't work out, I'll learn something. And that makes me feel confident. Because that learning will allow me to be better in the future. In other words, set yourself up to be able to be confident. Again, I'm not suggesting you be foolhardy. I'm just telling you how to turn confidence on when you need it. And most of the time, you do need it. What's the potential of any human being? I personally believe it absolutely is unlimited. None of us even come close to scratching our real potential. There are a lot of people who go out there and take a lot of action and still get lousy results. Action by itself is great, but it is not enough.
Not enough.
Success starts with our beliefs. That is the core of your performance. Think about it. See, the potential is there, but if for some reason you start out with some limiting beliefs like, well, I don't have that much self-confidence anyway, or I don't have a background, or I've never done this before, so I probably won't succeed anyway. If you have that belief, are you likely to tap a lot of your potential? Highly unlikely. Now, if you don't think you're going to succeed, you're not using much potential, are you likely to take massive action?
No.
Now, when you tap a little bit of potential, and you only take a little bit of action, what kind of results do you get? A little bit of results, if any. Now, what does that do to your brain and your beliefs? Your brain goes, see, I told you so. Now you're just reinforcing belief that because it points back to that experience. So what happens? You have even less belief. You have even less potential. You take even less action if that's possible. You get even worse results. And now you're truly locked in the downward spiral to the point where now you start looking at how can you do the very least to get by. That's called death rattle to personal success. The opposite is also true too. Sometimes people have an experience in life, but for some reason, they get a result or something happens and they begin to absolutely believe, not just hope, but know that they can accomplish something. When that happens, whether it's because you changed your body or you had a new experience, you're going to tap a lot more potential when you know you're going to succeed, aren't you? And therefore, you're going to probably take a lot more action. Knowing you're going to succeed, you're inspired, you're going to go for it. When you take a lot of action and use a lot of your potential, what kind of results do you get? Usually great results.
So, again, I just wanted to share those few minutes with, like I said, my followers and subscribers. I would love to hear your feedback and your comments. Like I said, as an entrepreneur myself, I believe that we need to stay motivated. I do believe very much in law of attraction. It doesn't matter your religious background. I think that in any religion, God is God, or sometimes we call the universe. So I think the power is within ourselves to make changes, and I practice what I preach. So I am a firm believer of first you need to think, then you must feel, right? Which is your beliefs. and then you must take action. And if you can connect those three, then you will succeed in anything that you want in life. And that includes beyond just, you know, business, personal life, and, you know, everything else that goes along with it. So anyhow, like I said, I'm just feel motivated doing this kind of, you know, videos as a solo episodes and beyond of what my expertise are. But I just felt it was necessary, and I hope you have enjoyed. And like I said, I would love to hear your feedback back, and let me know what, you know, your thoughts are about this, and what other contributions you might be able to do to help the community stay positive, move forward, and no matter what the obstacles are, always believe in yourself. Don't doubt, because the closer we get sometimes to succeed, the harder it can become. So don't give up. All right. I will see you in the next episode. So long into your success. Bye-bye.